talk of the town. Now, I reckon hampers are fantastic presents. I think they make just the best gifts, kind of event presents, I think. And here's a business that operates out of Adnet Road in Northampton, doing all things Italian. Out of Northampton, yep, she'll go through the names of the products as we chat. Trust me, you will think you're driving on the Amalfi Coast with Hampel Italian Hampers. It's Adriana Stanisia. Was that close enough for Jazz?
That was a very good pronunciation of my name, thank you.
Man, so mum and dad Italian?
I'm half Italian, half English, which sometimes I feel works to my advantage because a lot of my my customers are English and I know what they expect from hampers. It's slightly different to what people expect from hampers in Italy. They're very different sort of product, so it helps out sometimes being a halfy.
So where are the family roots? What part?
It's a part of Italy called Molise, which is the smallest region, and quite often nobody's heard of it because there are no sort of major towns or cities there. And there's even a joke in Italy saying that Molise doesn't exist. Molise non esiste.
I love Molise already. Back the underdog. Because yeah. The food, Italian food, is so regionalised, isn't it?
It's so regionalised. You know, I went to Molise every summer as a child, and yet I never tried polenta until I went to the north. When I went to the north, never had pizza, and you know, until I'd, you know, sort of found it. The lasagna is very different. So in Molise, the lasagna has cubed pork in, no bechamel.
So do you recognise the English versions of this stuff? Because with Indian cuisine, you go to India, you're not going to find chicken tikka masala, are you?
That's exactly right. I find, because I'm half English, half Italian, and I grew up here, I can recognise when Italians come over here, they are sometimes a bit surprised. And I know exactly what it is that will surprise them. So things that would surprise them is that in England, it's quite normal to have lasagna, a salad, and a piece of garlic bread all on one plate. In Italy, that is unheard of. It's quite unheard of to have your whole dinner on one plate. It's usually done in smaller courses. I know that I was speaking to somebody yesterday who was doing business somewhere, and some Italians had to come over, and one of the Englishmen said to my friend, "Well, I think this is a really nice canteen. It's one of the nicer ones where we do business, but the Italians don't like it." And of course, my friend said, "Well, I knew they wouldn't like it." And sometimes I've done corporate lunches where Italians are going to be there because I know what they like, and they say they really don't like, dare I say it, the Marks and Spencers or Waitrose sandwiches, which everyone in England think are really nice.
I'm close to saying get out now.
I know. But for them, it's just not what they expect. So there are really different expectations of Italian food that in England, what we consider as a very Italian product, to them isn't.
Well, we didn't have it. I mean, I have, you know, years on you. When I was a kid, we didn't see Italian food. You know, when pizza came in, it was on half a baguette. Yes. It was on half a French stick, you know, in cellophane, made by Findus. And he stuck it in the oven. That was what we had, you know. Ravioli was from Heinz.
Yes, in that tin. Yeah. Yes, as a child, I think, you know, you go to somebody's house and you have Barbie pasta shapes on toast. I don't think that exists in Italy.
So was your shop then, because I loved this place, the Italian shop, Ashburnham Road, was that you?
I opened it in 2012 on my own as a single mum. Lots of blood, sweat and tears in establishing it. And 10 years later, the entrepreneur in me wanted a change, wanted a new challenge. And I've sold it, I've moved on.
Well, I loved it. You had Sophia Loren on the walls. You had delicious coffee.
Yeah. I now share a premises with a sandwich shop called Spread.
Yeah.
So I haven't sort of physically moved very far. I've moved just along to Adnet Road. But now I have an online and nationwide business. It's really important to me that I found a nice business home with Spread and Nova Aesthetics. We share this premises
together.
You've
got two, so there are three together. You're showing it with two others. Now, have you officially launched yet? Have you had a big grand opening, those premises yet?
Oh, have we had a big grand opening?
Because you need one.
I don't think we've had like an official one, but as we've been trading since November 2022, it feels like a long time ago now.
No, it's too late now. You can't have it now. You've missed your point now. You've missed the moment. And Christmas was good, wasn't it? You had a good Christmas this year.
We had an amazing Christmas. So it was my second Christmas as Hampel. And
companies love you, local companies. These beautiful hampers sold a lot to companies, didn't
they? Yes, I really love doing corporate hampers. And although the business is nationwide and people do find me from all over the country, it's local trade is really important because people like to buy from somebody that they know and trust. I've got a premises where people can come, they can see where I have all the products, they can try the products, they can discuss with me exactly what they'd like in the hamper so I can make it bespoke. And certainly today and yesterday, nearly all the hampers that I've done are local people who have wanted to send them to other parts of the country.
Well, they're magnificent. They come in white boxes with bespoke boxes with black lettering on, and then you get tissue inside with your logo in there. They look fantastic. It's
Thank
a feast
you,
for the eyes before you even start.
Thank you.
And then you go inside, and you, because you had the previous place, you know how to source stuff, don't you? You know where it is. And
yep.
It comes from Italy.
It all comes from Italy. I use all specialist importers. Like you say, I've been in the business a long time.
Yeah.
So I've tried everything and I've taken all my knowledge to get the best things to put in there.
So for pasta, you can't have an Italian hamper without pasta. We'll talk about the specific hampers that you do in a second, but this is the generic one you have here. So you've got pasta, Rummo pasta.
Rummo is a really good brand.
Is it?
Yes.
And it's dry pasta, isn't it?
Yeah, that's dried egg pasta. It's fettuccine. And I usually try to put things in the hampers that will go together. So I've put a ready-made bolognese sauce in there. 100% Italian beef.
Where's that? There we go.
Yeah, and there's a piece of Parmesan in there as well. And the idea is to have all three together.
Do you know, I'm no deeper than a puddle. I'm extraordinarily shallow. The fact it's all written in Italian is fantastic, isn't it? Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like you've got a slice of Italy, proper slice. Because often you buy things, you know, and you think, oh, this is really lovely. You turn it over, made in Richmond. You know what I mean?
Yes, and sometimes things from the supermarket, they might say that they're made in Italy. They're made in Italy for the English market. So I did notice in my perusement around supermarkets that maybe there's less potato in the gnocchi that's made for our supermarkets than there is in the ones made for Italian supermarkets. Just little differences.
Yeah.
So these are actually made for the Italian market.
The meat you have here. Thing about your meat is you slice it yourself here, which is quite a rare thing, yeah?
Yeah. If I could blow my own trumpet for a moment,
blow it,
Bernie,
love. Blow it.
It's basically my main talent in life. I've discovered this. Thank goodness. I'm really good at slicing meat.
Done with the knife? You're not in a slicer?
I do it with a slicer. And things like salami, they're fairly straightforward. But things like mortadella, parma ham, speck, it's not as easy to have the dexterity. And I've just discovered that it's my talent in life is slicing meat. I really like doing it.
And we're having one pack here, parma ham, spianata picante, salami Napoli, and coppa. So you would have these in salads as antipasti, would you?
As antipasti, yes. Yeah, before a meal, you know, with a nice piece of mozzarella or some pickled vegetables.
You're doing your February special for next month. Folks can order the ingredients of a grazing platter.
Yeah.
If they go on your Instagram, they'll see how to arrange it, because mine would look like a car crash. Yours are beautiful. So you'll get the meats, you'll get olives, fresh pesto, chili jam, apple puree, salted grissini. They're the sticks, aren't they?
Yes, that's right.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm doing a little pairing printout so that so that as you're building your grazing platter, you can have a feel of what goes with what. There's also some dough and garlic butter in there, so you can make garlic bread. Now, that's not very Italian to have garlic bread.
Is it not?
No, not really.
So what about pizza? Is that Italian?
Yes.
So pizza. Friday night pizza, that's the thing, is it? Saturday night pizza?
Absolutely, right. Yes. You know, there's so many pizzerias. I dare say most people just have their local favourite pizzeria, and they're always beautiful. Again, in the south, in Molise, pizza is more like a focaccia with the toppings on, rather than the sort of Naples-style pizza that people are very good at. Now, there's lots of local places that make lovely pizza.
I bet you can source a beautiful mozzarella as well, can't you, to put on your pizza?
Yes. The most usual one is fior di latte. I also do pizza kits, you know, where you can buy your dough, either pizza sauce or San Marzano tomatoes to make your own in
so
the toppings.
Fantastic. What can I eat from here? Because you're not going back with all of this.
You can take your pick, Bernie.
Right, what's nice cheese?
The best cheese, in my opinion, ever is the one that says Pecorino Sardo.
Got that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one in there called Provolone Picante, okay, which is like the staple cheese
Hang on.
Italy.
Don't look.
Okay. Where's a pair of scissors when you need them?
Let's rip that open. Where's my car key? And the you do cannoli, don't you?
I
always thought cannoli was New York Italian, but it's proper Italian, is it?
Yeah, but it originates from cannoli originate from Sicily.
Yeah.
And you're right, they're something that they went over to America and became huge, more huge there than they have become here. Lots of people know about cannoli, but probably it's not as popular over here as America.
No, but it's not, is it? It's not. A lot of people think they look like filled brandy snaps.
Yes, they do.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. You fill it with Sicilian ricotta, and then you put some candied peel in there and chocolate drops.
That's right, yes.
Man alive.
I can't wait for you to try that cheese.
You might be a goddess sent among us, Adrienne. I'm not sure. You might be. So what am I eating here?
That's Sardinian pecorino.
And ordinarily you would put that on what? You'd shave it? You'd have it on crackers? What would you do?
Have it on crackers or... Do you know, I just really like to have a piece in the evening on its own, just like you're having now.
It's delicious. Where I use pecorino is where I make carbonara.
That's right. And it's a different kind of pecorino. Mm-hmm. That will be Roman pecorino, which isn't as nice to eat on its own because it's so salty. This one is... It's just not as salty. It's nicer to eat alone.
Well, it's amazing. Your whole stuff is amazing. If you go
Thank
to...
You.
The website, which is hamplehampers.co.uk, that will give you a theme. Haven't you just come back from a chocolate-themed hotel?
You're right, yes. I went to Umbria with my partner because, coincidentally, he had some business to do in the exact town where one of my suppliers lives, of my specialist Umbrian products. So we went on a nice little jolly there together. I went around with a lady who's one of my suppliers and had a sort of guided tour of the countryside and all this kind of thing.
Well, in that case, Sue and Crick would love to hear this. Last night, I polished off a whole bar of Bacchi?
Bacchi, yes,
Bacchi
which
chocolate,
is made in Perugia, yeah.
Which our granddaughter brought over from Umbria at Christmas. It was squisito.
It is exquisite, yes. In Perugia, there's a few shops where you can do a pick and mix of the different flavours of Bacchi. You know, it feels like a very sophisticated pick and mix shop.
I think you've come up with something just perfect.
Thank you,
Adrienne.
Bernie.
I do.
Thank you.
I think it's fantastic. If you look for Hample Hampers on social media, then you'll see the pictures. You'll see Adrienne dancing to Bananarama on a Monday morning. Why would you not? Why would you not?
That's just a bit of fun for me.
You've got to get your groove on, haven't you?
You've got to, yeah.
You do. It's amazing. People can order these to go nationwide, or in Northamptonshire, you can go to Adnet Road to the shop and just pick them up. So you order the day before, and you get all these beautiful things when they're ready.
Perfect description of what you can do, Bernie. Thank you.
I think that you've got something very special, and I think your star is only going upwards.
Thank you so much, Bernie. Thank you for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.